Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 51. This chapter is 21 psukim in it. This parak corresponds to what's written in Shmuel Beis chapter 11 and 12. Listen to the Tanakh Daily archives on these parakim for more information. David wrote this immediately after Nathan HaNavi rebuked David for his sin with Bathsheba. Nathan HaNavi had returned home, and David was left alone by himself to be misbodied, have personal prayer between himself and God. This is also a good parak to say for anyone who feels they're entrenched in Averis. Before we begin, it's really an amazing thing. We see how David takes full responsibility for his own actions and behavior. This is what makes David HaMelech great. Time after time, we see how he doesn't blame anyone or try to make excuses for himself. When Nathan HaNavi tells David he's messed up, David doesn't get defensive and try to justify his actions. David acknowledges his mistakes and starts calling out to Hashem. The chapter opens with David pleading with God to have mercy on him and to cleanse me from my sins. David acknowledges since he sinned against God, only God can forgive him and wipe the slate clean. In verse 7, David relates his humanity, relating how he was brought into the world through sensual desires and therefore was overcome with desire for Bathsheba. David asks Hashem to clean me until I'm whiter than snow. David doesn't only ask God for forgiveness, but he also pleads with God to proactively draw him close by saying things like, God, draw me close, sustain me. This way, I can teach other people how to do tshuva and grow from their mistakes. The parak ends in verse 20 and 21 by David prophetically asking God to restore Tzion and the walls of Yerushalayim. Mind you, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet, but he foresaw its destruction. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 19 it says, Zivche Elohim ruach nishbara, lev nishbar v'nidke, Elohim lo tivze. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. O God, a broken, humbled heart, you don't despise. Notice how our pasuk uses the word lev nishbar, a broken heart, and not the word atzvas, sad or depressed. In Sichas Haran, number 41, Rabbi Nachman explains, a broken heart is something completely different than feeling sad. A broken heart is considered so precious to Hashem. As our pasuk says, God doesn't turn away a broken heart. However, a broken heart can be overdone and easily turn into feeling sad and depressed. Therefore, one needs to relegate a certain amount of time every day to break your heart to Hashem, and after that, be happy and more carefree the rest of the day. Rav Nosson explains in Hilchos Shabbos, a Baal Tshuva needs to constantly cry out and break their heart to God, but at the same time, they should be careful not to be too hard on themselves that they feel so far they can never return. Of course, one who does tshuva needs to experience embarrassments and hardships. That's part of the process. But if you judge yourself too strictly, you can lose all hope of ever coming close to God. Because the truth is, a person needs to have expertise in running and returning, knowing the highest levels and knowing the lowest levels, to break your heart to Hashem for a period of time every day, and at the same time, be careful not to fall to depression. Psychologically speaking, I'd like to add, when we see the oneness of our experience of life, it becomes easier for us to come close to God in the lowest of moments, because both the highest and lowest of experiences come from God. The illusion is, thinking that the darkest of emotions you may find yourself in is separate from God. Nothing can be further from the truth. It's all one. We're the ones who create duality by assessing and judging our experience, because life happens on a neutral plane. We're the authors writing the scripts, interpreting and judging our experiences. Without that judgment, we would see the oneness of the world. We would see beyond the illusion of splitting our experience, deeming it good or bad, as God's behind it all. Let us merit to come close to God with a true broken heart, to admit our shortcomings, and put God right back into the center of our lives, by pouring out our hearts to Hashem like David HaMelech, realizing we never left God in the first place. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.